In southern Iraq, the city of Basra remains lawless and without running water. Looting has abated, though, and British forces have begun the difficult job of restoring basic services to the city's more than 1 million people. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that the British are making some progress.
It's still not safe in Basra. The combat is over, and there are no signs at the moment of Iraqi paramilitary operations. But the largest city in Iraq's south has been thoroughly looted. The streets are packed with agitated crowds, people scrounging for basics, arguing with each other and with British soldiers and any other visitors to the city about what's been done to Basra and what should happen now. At a former Iraqi military base on the edge of the city, the only thing left to steal is wood for cooking at home. A crowd grows around an elderly man with a thick mustache dressed in a long white kaftan. He's angry at everyone, at the Iraqi looters, at criminals, and at the British Army here.
We have nothing. I am a lecturer in the university. Okay, I have nothing now. All my furniture, clothes, everything is stolen under the sea of the army.
And the army saw it, you say?
They do nothing. I have nothing now. My house is destroyed completely. So many guns. No one control anything. We need not only freedom, we need to protect us.
It's a sentiment heard anywhere you step out of a car in Basra. The children wanting food and money and water especially, and the men filled with resentment at the anarchy, bewildered about how to solve the city's problems. The market in the city center is packed with people, but the shops that haven't been looted are shuttered tight, with few merchants brave or foolhardy enough to open up. Another crowd gathers and people spontaneously vent their frustrations and fears.
There is no water in the center of Basra.
Where's security? You need security.
Police station, need police station. Because you know, in Basra, the man killed the man. All the man have gun. You cannot sleep here. Too much problem now in Basra.
But now we need water.
The British soldiers have only begun, to try to reestablish law and order on the streets. 2 days ago, they shot and killed 5 looters at a local bank who fired on them, according to Allied command. They are also in the very initial stage of creating a police force, but that's a huge job for a city of more than 1 million people. In the meantime, many of Basra's residents converged yesterday on the scorched remains of what was the headquarters of Saddam Hussein's secret police force here. A rumor went through the city that there were political prisoners buried in the basement rubble of the building, and some whose relatives disappeared as far back as 1991 began to dig to see if they could find them.
These people heard some voice inside this building. Maybe prisoners, maybe some people inside. We don't know. They're prisoners inside. They heard some voice. They want to open this prisoner, but they can't because the building is crushed.
By the end of the afternoon, several British soldiers had come to help, but no one had been found. At another end of town, a small bright spot. Iraqis carrying plastic containers of all sizes are lined up for a city block. The British have brought 2 tanker trucks filled with water. An Iraqi is standing on a tank, speaking through a loudspeaker. He tells the crowd that the British need more drivers to bring more trucks full of clean water. Captain Alex Brown of the Black Watch, a Scottish regiment of the 7th Armored Brigade, is in charge.
What we are doing now is distributing water with tankers from Kuwait. At the same time, the message I am asking today is for the water tanker drivers and tankers to come to us, and we will get more tankers to go to Kuwait. This is the short term. Our main effort is the hospitals every day, and I'm supplying every hospital with good water. This is a drop in the ocean, I know, but it gets their attention so I can get the people back to work.
The water flows clean and fast into the buckets and drums that the people of the neighborhood have brought along. Captain Brown says that Allied bombing or combat operations did not knock out power and water service. Initially, it was sabotage, he says, carried out by retreating Iraqi paramilitaries that was compounded by looting afterwards at power and water substations. The British have begun to restore some of the services.
Now the water is coming through the system. It is not right for drinking yet. It's good for cooking and washing. The treatment plants are being prepared as we speak. Once they kick in, we will monitor the water and tell the people. But every day I am getting more help from the Iraqi people, and we are starting to get together, and the children are going to go to school tomorrow.
Yesterday, most people in Basra were not yet aware that some electrical power and running water had been restored. Once they do find out and see the lights come back on and the water run through their taps, that should help to calm the atmosphere. But the citizens of Basra will still face enormous challenges. They will have to create a government of their own, form an effective police force, and revive commercial activity. Only then will the post-war chaos subside. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Basra.